Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. We're going to go over the list again. El Duce, number 10. Marilyn Manson, number 9. Tommy Lee, number 8. Nico, number 7. Sid Vicious, number 6. Iggy Pop, number 5. Gene Simmons, number 4. Chuck Berry, number 3. Gigi Allen, number 2. Oh, and Jerry Lee Lewis was worked in there somewhere. I'm sorry. The list got stretched out. Gigi Allen, number 2. And who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? One more guess. Who is it?
Paul McCartney.
Wrong. Paul McCartney. One more guess. Who is it?
Bob Dylan.
Wrong. Not Bob Dylan. Ladies and gentlemen. The sleaziest rocker of all time is none other than
Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind.
Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Just listen to the lyrics.
All the charms of a woman.
You've
kept the secret of your youth.
Listen to this part here. You led me to believe you're young enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh my God. This guy. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes. How about Keith Richard? Will you bless you?
It's Gary Puckett. This is maybe one of the creepiest songs ever released.
You're just a baby.
It's basically a song condoning intercourse with underage girls. Yes, yes, it is wrong to be alone with you. But then he says that come on look is in your eyes. So it's the girl's fault. It's the 13-year-old girl's fault. Gary Puckett, the sleaziest rocker of all time. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
You know, I appreciate Gary Puckett, but you got to give Tom McCall, my man Michael Jackson, something about it, some actually do it. Go Michigan.
Go Michigan, yes. This is so disturbing, this part. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Because I'm afraid we'll go too far. FMU, you're on the air.
Pulled that out of the bag. I was laughing so hard. I mean, that's so true. You know, sometimes, you know, like the only thing I can get decent on the radio is an oldie station around here, and it blows my mind every time this song comes on. It's like, you know, what are these people thinking? You know, these people are like, you know, still wear petticoats and, you know, don't button down their shirt or nothing. You know, I mean, you know, in any suggestive manner, and yet they play this song, and it's just like, you know, where do you get that contrast from? And then, you know, there's other songs too. There's a song by that band you hate, Grateful Dead, that play some schoolgirl song.
Well, we're not going to. The Grateful Dead are lightweights compared to Gary Puckett.
Well, there. What about Dr. Hooks?
Dr. Hooks. Did Dr. Hook ever have a song called "This Girl Is a Woman Now"?
Well, there was that Sweet 16 or whatever song. That
no,
was.
This is sickening.
No, I agree. I agree. This one tops it. There's only.
Listen to this song. Listen to the words.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed, her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl is a woman now. She's learned how to live. This girl is a woman now. She's found out what it's all about, and she's learning to live.
Ugh. This girl is a woman now because this pervert, this 39-year-old pervert, says so. That he. Ugh.
This girl tasted love.
This girl tasted love.
As tender as the gentle dawn.
As tender as the gentle dawn.
She cried a single tear.
She cried a single tear.
A teardrop that was sweet and warm.
A teardrop that was sweet and warm.
Told us we were right.
Here's the creepiest part.
And on that sweet and delicate night, the child had died, a woman had been born.
Yuck! On that sweet and velvet night, a child had died, a woman had been born. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up. The sleaziest rocker of all time, Gary Puckett. Oh, my. Oh, I almost lost it right there. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard there was a big controversy with Gary Puckett, and he had to go underground and change his identity.
To what?
He became the lead singer for your Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What's that guy's name?
How dare you? You don't disgrace David Clayton Thomas. That man is a Canadian patriot. Shame on you. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Technical question.
Yes.
Gary Puckett is just singing these songs. Jerry Lee Lewis actually married a 13-year-old girl.
Yes. Gary Puckett is choosing these songs.
Ah!
He's choosing them.
I see. That clarifies the
issue. Have you ever heard the song, this song?
Yes, I've heard all
Check
of Gary Puckett
out.
That I care to hear, thank you.
What
I'm
about
just saying, Jerry Lee Lewis actually married a 13-year-old girl who was his cousin.
Lady, willpower.
Okay, it's like a normal song. Oh, that's kind of romantic. So it's kind of a song. It's about a lady also. He says Lady Willpower.
I know you want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might.
And the songs are completely disturbing in their structure. They all start off with the big chorus. And then they go into the first verse after the big chorus, which is where he lays out the creepiest thing you've ever heard set to melody. For example, Lady Willpower, which we will begin again. So it starts off normal. The stirring chorus. After he gets the chorus out of the way, he can get into this stuff. I know you want to see me. And then it's like his manifesto. But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. Yes, I am afraid of what you might have on your mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Now, let's see if this next verse is any more normal than that first one. Did no one ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn. The facts of life! And I would gladly teach you if I could. Good news. Good news. Gary Puckett will teach you the facts of life. Just so you know, he will do that for you, 14-year-old girls. The sleaziest rocker of all time, Mr. Gary Puckett. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I like these songs.
You like what songs?
I like everything you played so far by Gary Puckett.
These Gary Puckett songs, you like them?
Yeah, they remind me of my youth.
What capacity do they remind you of your youth?
Oh, you know, mixing it up with younger ladies, let's say. Let's leave it at that.
Well, how old were you?
I was in Votech. So I was 22.
Yeah?
She was, the first one was probably 14.
Oh, God!
But, it was a loving thing. So I can relate to some of those lyrics.
Well, that's disgusting!
That's what everybody told me.
And rightfully so.
Why?
Because that's statutory rape.
It never went that far, though. See, it's interesting because I did take a cue from Gare, and I actually used some of those lines on this young lady.
You used Gary Puckett lyrics on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's now or never. Give your love to me was one thing I said.
So, thankfully, it never went that far.
No, it didn't. But I did get harassed by the local authorities.
Now, you were in Votech back then?
Yeah.
Now, how long ago was this? How old are you now?
I'm 53.
God. Ugh! I need a shower. And have you ever been, I hope you've been arrested.
I have.
Oh, God.
I'd rather not say for what.
Will you say the neighborhood of the thing you were arrested for?
Well, it involved, what we were just talking about, and an automobile.
So you basically, I'm talking to a criminal right now.
I got caught making love to a car.
Wait, hold on. You got caught, so there was no girl involved?
No. I'd sworn off with girls after that incident with her.
So this was you?
Yeah.
And a car? And you were having intercourse with an actual car?
Yeah. You make it sound dirty.
How can it not be dirty?
I don't know. I want to hear more Puckett, okay? I want to hear you play that song, Have You Already Played Young Girl?
Yes, we already played Young Girl.
Okay, what's the other one that's along the same lines? There's like what I call the trilogy. There's that one, Lady Willpower, and there's a third one.
This Girl's a Woman
that
Now.
That one.
Yeah, we played that one
already. You did play that one already? I must have been in the can when you played that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You are so... I hope you're not a fan of this show.
I listen all the time, yeah.
Oh, so you... Oh, great.
Funny,
are you...
Because I have, like, a mental image of you. And I want to know if it's what you really look like.
What is it? Describe it.
6'8".
Okay.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Uh-huh.
You wear love beads.
Yeah.
You're shirtless.
Uh-huh.
You're pantless.
Uh-huh.
You have black socks on.
All right.
And you wear glasses like Gary Puckett wears.
On the
cover of Greatest Hits.
You're wrong on every account.
Okay, well, I want to come and see what you look like.
I'd rather you really didn't.
Where do you live?
Where do I live? Yeah. I can't tell you where I live.
Well, I'm coming to get you. Look out.
Please. Oh. Oh, I think I'm going to morph. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.